Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. 6 months after Louisville, Kentucky police staged an early morning raid at her apartment and fatally shot Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman, the city has announced a historic settlement with her family in their unlawful death suit. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher.
This settlement includes a payment to Breonna's estate of $12 million.
Breonna Taylor, an emergency room technician, was shot and killed in March by police as they stormed into her home with a no-knock warrant, their gunfire hitting her five times. The question of criminal charges against police involved in the shooting remains open. In addition to the historically high payment of $12 million to Taylor's family, several policing reforms have been announced. Hurricane Sally remains about 80 miles offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, on a path to come ashore late tonight or early tomorrow. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it is currently pummeling parts of the northern Gulf coast.
Hurricane Sally has meandered in the Gulf, lashing the coasts of Mississippi, Alabama, and northwest Florida with heavy rains and gusty winds. Forecasters say Sally will likely make landfall near Mobile Bay in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey says there's potential for major damage.
Hurricane Sally is not to be taken for granted. We are looking at record flooding, perhaps breaking historic levels. And with rising water comes a greater risk for loss of property and life.
Coastal roads are flooding and bridges have been closed as the danger from Hurricane Sally escalates. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
The Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the book written by former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the probe appears to be examining whether the memoir contains classified information.
A federal grand jury in Washington has issued criminal subpoenas to John Bolton's literary agency and his publisher, Simon & Schuster. NPR confirmed the subpoenas, which were first reported by the New York Times. The investigation marks a big turn in the government's legal fight against Bolton. The Justice Department sued to block his book in June. A judge denied that request, but said Bolton had gambled with national security and that he may have exposed himself to criminal liability. President Trump has tweeted that Bolton, quote, should be in jail for disseminating classified information. Authorities are trying to seize the profits from his book, The Room Where It Happened. Bolton's lawyers say the White House is retaliating for political reasons. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, tech stocks continue to claw back some of their recent losses. The NASDAQ is up 152. The Dow is up 73. This is NPR News in Washington. President Trump today presided over the signing of new agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Israel and Bahrain. The agreements renewed diplomatic relations among the parties. A new report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria finds civilians increasingly are subjected to horrific and targeted abuse by all warring parties. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports rapes, sexual and gender-based violence against women and girls is on the rise.
In the first half of the year, the report documents 58 cases of enforced disappearances and torture in government-held areas. Chair of the commission, Sergio Pinheiro, says 19 people have died while in detention.
Continuing to repress people by placing them in incommunicado detention and in abhorrent conditions and torturing them amounts to crimes against humanity.
The report says none of Syria's armed groups who've been fighting for nearly a decade has clean hands. It says the parties use violence and abuse to instill fear and suppress dissent among the civilian population. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Releasing his first public image since feeling ill August 20th, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has posted on Instagram a photo of himself from his hospital bed in Germany. He's sitting up and surrounded by his wife and two others, and the post declares that he has started to breathe on his own. German laboratory results indicate he was poisoned with Novichok, a Soviet-era chemical agent. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.